A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. So I met a very delightful and beautiful young girl earlier, just before Mass. Are there any other children here? And is she up to come? Is she brave enough to come forward? I don't even see where her mom is now. Okay. No children? Oh, shucks. I always like having kids. They're so much fun, so wonderful. Okay, so she may show up in the middle of Mass and my homily. We'll just stop, okay, and we'll take care of her, all right? So, tonight we are celebrating the Feast of Guardian Angels. The feast actually is Tuesday night, but as we're allowed, when it's our patronal feast, it's with the guardian angels are the patron saints of our parish. So we can move that to either the week before or the week after, so we can celebrate it on a weekend. And that's always great because then we have time to have a potluck supper, right? So we have the Feast of the Guardian Angels tonight and the potluck dinner right afterwards. So I want to talk to you just a little bit about angels. Angels are amazing creatures, aren't they? Or whatever they are. Has anybody ever seen an angel, met an angel? If so, I'll let you do this homily. Okay, so we're on the same boat. All right, so you're stuck with me. One of the fascinating things about angels is that when the book of Genesis opens, they're talking about angels. Did you notice that? Very early. It's, you know, when Adam and Eve are sent from the garden, there are angels there present in that act. Angels predate the religion that we now call Christianity by thousands of years. See, a lot of times we think Christianity is something new, something that happened when Jesus showed up. And in a sense, that's true. Our faith is founded upon the perfect revelation of God in Jesus Christ. But the roots of our faith go much, much deeper. Obviously, Jesus spends a great deal of his time discussing the law and the prophets, those books that were written by Moses and those who followed him, beginning from about 1500 BC on. Our faith goes all the way back to Abraham, 2000 BC. But this is what's amazing. There are places where there are inscriptions regarding angels as early as 4000 BC. And they give these angels names. Guess what their names are? Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel. The same names we know the angels by today. Our faith, the roots of our faith, go back to the very dawn of human civilization. And wouldn't that make sense? When we read the scriptures, Adam and Eve, they knew God. Those who followed them knew God. There's a man named Enoch. The Bible says he walked with God and then God took him. Our faith has roots that go to the very dawn of human civilization. And in those early understandings of faith, there are a few things that we know. We know that earliest man worshipped God as spirit. They understood. 10,000 years ago, 12,000 years ago, man understood there was one God and he was spirit and he was creator of all things. We know that from archaeological excavations of very, very ancient temples. We know that very early, our earliest roots of our faith understood that man was separated from God. But God still communicated with man. God still cared for man through the intermediary of his angels. That's why we have these early, early inscriptions of God's angels. And very, very early in the history of mankind, man knew that God had prepared an eternity for him in heaven. In fact, as early as 50,000 years ago, in human burials, people would bury religious implements, symbols, with them, just like today. When we bring a coffin forward for a Catholic burial, we place a crucifix upon it. Because we understand that God, this is just a doorway to eternity with God. And this was known from the earliest roots of man's understanding and faith in God. But angels are fascinating because they come from us from the very earliest time. So when Genesis opens, the angels are present and the angels are active. Angels are there to protect Hagar when she flees Abraham and Sarah. Angels are there with Moses when he goes and faces Pharaoh and brings Israel into the promised land. Angels are there to guide them through the desert until they reach their assigned place. Angels are there to guide and to instruct and to guard and to protect. Angels are there as messengers of God, and angels are there as the message of God. We go into the New Testament. Angels minister to Jesus when he's fasting. Angels are there to instruct, angels are there to free Peter when he's thrown into prison. Angels are constantly involved in the ministry of Christ and of his church. And angels are still present. And angels are still active. Now, you can think that, you know, here in modern American Catholicism, maybe we've kind of forgotten about the ministry of angels, and that's kind of true. But it's not true in the broader culture. There was a poll taken just a few years ago. 72% of Americans believe in angels. As materialistic and as scientific as we have become, our culture still believes we know that there is a spiritual realm and that God is trying to minister to us through that spiritual realm. But we kind of have lost sight of that sometimes. What do angels do? Now, this is the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Now, as we know, because we were taught in Catholic school, right? As we know, each one of us has been assigned a guardian angel. I guess it's better to say a guardian angel has been assigned to each one of us. And what do they do? Jesus tells us in the gospel today. They're constantly before the face of God, interceding for us. They're praying for us. They are seeking God's grace and help for us. We have guardian angels who are always before the face of God, praying for us and asking God to help us. And then God uses them in many ways to bring us instruction, to bring us guidance. You know, sometimes you get to that point when you don't know what to do and you stop and you think, maybe I should pray. And you pause and you're silent and then an inspiration comes. Has God sent an angel with a message for you? I don't know. But God is constantly ministering to us, and he has given us these guardian angels to pray for us. Now, I know what everybody likes on a feast of guardian angels. They want an angel story, right? Anybody read angel stories in Guideposts Magazine? Anybody ever seen Guideposts Magazine? Some of you have, yes. And in every issue, there's an angel story, right? And I always liked those angel stories. I'm going to tell you an angel story. This is a personal angel story. This is my one angel story. When I was a priest in the Charismatic Episcopal Church, it was a charismatic church, and so we sang a lot. You ever know, been to a Pentecostal church? They sing a lot, don't they? So we were singing, we were praising, we were worshiping God, and that's what we did for about, you know, a good 15 or 20 minutes during our service. We'd sing and we'd praise. And during that time, there was a man in our congregation. I don't think he'll mind me using his real name. His name was Larry Zanetti. And I use that to let you know, this is a real story. This is a real person. And he suddenly stood up straight. And something had happened. Something had changed. And so he said, he stopped the whole service to say what had happened. Now, when he was in his 20s, he had been involved in a car accident that had left him with a knee injury that caused him constant pain. You know some people probably that deal with daily pain because of an accident or an injury that just never eases up. It had constant pain in this knee. And as we were singing and praising, he said he felt his angel, this is his words, not mine, place his hands on his knee. And he felt this warmth move up and down his leg. And from that moment on, he never again had pain in that knee. That was his story. I've never seen an angel, I have to confess to you. But I know they're there. And I know they are praying for us. I know they are ministering to us. We get so caught up in the physical world and trying to earn a living, pay the mortgage, take care of things. We're constantly dealing with the physicalness of our lives. We sometimes forget that there is a spiritual realm as well that in some ways is even more real than the physical realm, because the physical world is passing away, but the spiritual world lasts forever. And part of that spiritual world are the ministering spirits, those spirits that are the messengers of God, that guide us, that protect us, that give us inspiration, that lead us, those ministering spirits that God cares for us. And what is our role? We are the church of the guardian angels. I think what that should mean for us is that we carry out their work in the earth, in our own sphere of influence, to be those who are constantly going to God to pray for others, to intercede for others, to be quick to offer counsel, guidance, to direct people to God. These are what the angels do. And if we are part of this parish dedicated to the work of the angels, then it is for us to carry on that work as best as we can within the sphere of influence that each of us has, to guard, to counsel, to intercede, and to care for those God places in our paths, that we can also be messengers of God's word and the message for people to hear.